When it comes to racism, American Indians have endured four centuries worth, from fighting battles to hold on to their individual nations to fighting for dignity by protesting sports mascots and the offensive names that come with them. American Indians have long been engaged in conflict, but some say there's a new battle on the horizon. Commentator Jose Barrero explains.
High on the reading list of the website of One Nation, an anti-Indian organization in my view, is an article titled Schwarzenegger and Tribes on Collision. The main thrust of the article is to cheer on California's Terminator governor as he seeks to shake down the tribes for all they are worth. The news is a reminder of the steady steering by anti-Indian groups nationally. One Nation is the Oklahoma-based portion of the fast-growing coalition of organizations intent on the destruction of tribal freedom throughout the United States. Wrapping themselves in the American flag, these groups seek to gain both a national profile and national influence. At this time in history, given Tenney's support for Indian positions in federal courts, this movement represents a serious threat to Indian governments, and Indian country leadership dismisses it at its own peril. In America circa 2004, public metaphor is everything. One Nation and other anti-Indian groups, allied with politicians of various stripes, are onto something. An attempt to reverse the image of Indians as exploited peoples and rightful property owners of this land to greedy special interests casino kingpins. If you say and portray the seedy image enough times, it becomes the overriding public representation, one that will last a long time. Paint the American Indian as freeloading, conniving ripoffs, as I believe Arnold has, and you set up a potentially effective means of beating the tribal rights. Here's how the danger grows. Much like the NRA gained tremendously from the voice and face of Charlton Heston, the anti-Indian movement hopes to gain from the recognizable voice and face of someone, say, like Arnold Schwarzenegger. This would be, perhaps already is, a major escalation of the anti-Indian profile. Like the Democrats, who have not been able to get ahead of the Republican game plan for two elections now, Indian tribes will progressively lose in the court of public opinion and ultimately in legislatures and Congress unless they think ahead of this anti-Indian trend and educate the public properly about tribal America. Launching a public media educational campaign is the most important task facing Indian country. The gaming-rich tribes by rights must lead a major, in fact, overwhelming national television and print campaign to introduce the current moment in the history of the tribal nations to America and to educate the American people about who Indian people are in all our complex manifestations, rich and poor and somewhere in between, and what we mean to this land. Such a campaign might include, for example, mention of the contributions of Indians to America's military and the role of Native people in government. It should also show that Indian gaming is only one part of our legacy. There are more than enough lessons in the history of the United States to show that any threat against American Indians' inherent and hard-preserved freedoms require the utmost vigilance and defense.
Jose Barrero is senior editor with Indian Country Today newspaper in Canastota, New York.